Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay. Sixth canto, chapter 9, text number 21. Shideva Uchu Vayu Ambara Agni Ap Chittaya Triloka Brahma Adaya Ye Vayam Udvijanta Harama Yasmai Balim Antaka Aso Vibeti Yasmat Aranam Tatat Na Shideva Uchu Vaivyam Bharagyap Chittayas Triloka. Brahmadayo ye vayam udvijanta. Harama yasmai balamanta koso. Bibeti yasmadaranam tatona. Shideva uchu vai vambaragya chittayas triloka. Brahmadayo ye vayamudvijanta. Harama yasmai balamanta koso. Bibeti yasmadaranam tatona. Vaivyam bharagya chayas triloka. Brahmadayo ye vayam udvijanta. Harama yasmai balamanta koso. Bibeti yasmadaranam tatona. Hideva uchu. Vaivam bharagya pavtyas tiloka. Vamadayo vayamud vijanta. Harama yasmai balamanta koso. Bibeti yasmadaranam tatona. Shideva uchu Vaivam bharagya pita chitayas triloka. Brahmadayo ye vayamudvijanta. Harama yasmai balamanta koso. Bibeti yasmadaranam tatona. Deva uchu. Vaivam bharagya yapchitayas triloka. Brahmadayo ye vayamudvijanta. Rama yasmai balamantakoso. Bibeti yasma dadanam tatona. Hey, ladies. Vaivam bharagya jayas triloka. Brahmadayo vayamudvijanta. Arama yasmai balimantakoso. Bibeti yasmadadanam tatona. Shideva uchu. Vaivam bharagya pichitayas triloka. Brahmadayo ye vayamud vijanta. Arama yasmai balimanta koso. Vibeti yasma dadanam tatona. Shideva uchu. The demigod said, Vayu, composed of air. Ambara, sky. Agni, fire. Up, water. Chittaya, and land. Triloka, the three worlds. Brahma Adaya, beginning from Lord Brahma. Ye, who? Vayam, we, Udvijanta, being very much afraid. Harama, offer. Yasmai, unto whom? Balim, presentation. Antaka, the destroyer, death. Aso, that. Bibeti, fears. Yasmat, from whom? Adanam, shelter. Tata, therefore. Na, our. There was a couple of verses before this that we didn't read yesterday. The demigods headed by Indra charged the demon with their soldiers, striking him with their own transcendental bows and arrows and other weapons. But Dhritarasura swallowed all their weapons. Struck with wonder and disappointment on seeing the strength of the demon, the demigods lost their own strength. Therefore, they all met together to try to please the Super Soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, by worshiping him. And then, this is this verse. The demigod said, the three worlds are created by the five elements, namely ether, fire, air, water, and earth, which are controlled by various demigods, beginning from Lord Brahma. Being very much afraid that the time factor will end our existence, we offer presentations unto time by performing our work as time dictates. The time factor himself, however, is afraid of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, let us now worship that Supreme Lord who alone can give us full protection. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. When one is afraid of being killed, one must take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is worshipped by all the demigods, beginning from Brahma. Although they are in charge of the various elements of this material world. The words Bibeti Yasmat indicate that all the demons, regardless of how great and powerful, fear the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The demigods, being afraid of death, took shelter of the Lord and offered him these prayers. Although the time factor is fearful to everyone, fear personified is afraid of the Supreme Lord. who is therefore known as Abaya, fearless. Taking shelter of the Supreme Lord brings actual fearlessness, and therefore the demigods decided to take shelter of the Lord. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chaksura Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sajajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Padijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Tvishe Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Vanchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namaha. Jai. So I'm fortunate to be able to be here in New Dwarka where there's so many devotees and Rukmini Dwarkadish. I could call this home the first temple I really settled into service and Sankirtan was here by the mercy of Rukmini Dwarkadish. It's still going on so nicely and things are increasing. That's how it always should be. Not only maintaining but making everything better and better, like I see all new doors on the temple, that's obvious things. And more Harinam and new bhaktas. So it's the time now. Many people are realizing that there's not much hope for material life, you know, and some people will gradually realize that even if it is apparently nice material life, it's fearful because it's temporary. Like the demigods here, they're actually called Amara, you know, Amrita, that, you know, they're deathless. To our vision, they live so long that it's like they don't die, and even they don't grow old or any of that, they just live. But still, they become fearful of death. Their life is also not perfect. They are harassed by demons. And even if they're not being harassed by demons, it says sometimes they can see, you know, the regular world, or they can even see the hellish planets, and then they get worried that they might have to go there sometime, and then they can't enjoy even though they're in the heavenly planets, right? It happens, it happened to me one time, it happens to people there, you see, because I go to a lot of tourist places. So the tourists, you know, they tune into the news, and then when they hear all the horrible things going on, they get so worried they can't really enjoy where they are in the beautiful tourist place, you know, and all the touristic activities. So if one is afraid of being killed, he should take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of course, the devotee is aware that death is imminent. Everyone ends up there. That's understood by every religion. Some express it in Buddhism. They express it very nicely. You know, everyone ends up in the same place. We take birth, and we have a journey, and it ends in death. Before I met devotees, I was reading some philosophy book, and I'm not sure it was some Roman philosopher, but he said that the soul just has to carry this dead corpse around until finally, you know, we can give it up, and then we just have to pick up another one. But death is only, it's not really the real thing, but devotees are aware. I remember when I first joined, and devotees were really telling everyone we met, you know, you're going to die, everyone's going to die. And it was a joyful realization because we were very much aware, or at least convinced, that, you know, we could go to the spiritual world if we lived properly. We could go to Krishna and be with Krishna and not have to face birth, death, disease, and old age. People were saying, why you Hare Krishnas are so pessimistic? You know, why don't you, right? But it was optimistic, actually, not pessimistic. But people often, even I knew some devotees that were selling life insurance. They said it was very difficult because people didn't want to think that they would die. You know, they want to just think, no, they don't want to think about it. But here in the wartime, and, you know, the demigods became, they saw how powerful this demon was, and they became fearful. But this is the special feature of the demigods, that they always take shelter of the Supreme Lord when there's trouble. There's many occasions, you know, in our Bhagavatam history where the demons, by great tapasya and dedication to their guru's order, they become more powerful than the demigods, who are bewildered sometimes by enjoying, you know, their heavenly delights. And they aren't so austere, and they sometimes even offend their guru. But then the demigods always take shelter of the Supreme Lord one way or another, and then the Lord helps them out of their, you know, either he comes himself to fight for them, or he empowers someone to annihilate the opposition or whatever is endangering the demigods, because they're devotees. They're not pure devotees. Here, as this Leela goes on, you know, we see that the pure devotee is the demon, actually. And the demigod, Indra, is the mixed devotee. You know, he's fearful of death. And the demon has to encourage him, come on and fight. You know, he's not afraid of death. In fact, he wants to be killed. So we should be aware, and Badri Narayan Prabhu tells how, I think it was Sukadev Prabhu, but he met, and, you know, he was preaching to him, and Badri was in a position to, you know, be enjoying the material world very nicely as a teenager in Laguna Beach and surfer and everything. And the devotee told him, you know, no one gets out of here alive. And that really got him thinking. Yeah, that's right. You don't get out of here. You know, everyone's going to have to face that one time or another. Many, we don't want to talk about it. You know, young people don't think about it very much, think it's far away in the future. But I remember myself, even I never liked reading the newspaper, but I would read the cartoons or whatever you call it, and the sports. And sometimes I would read the obituary. And I remember, I must have been in high school, but, you know, it blew my mind. I was reading and I saw so many young people were dying. You know, it wasn't just old people that were dying. It was, you know, all ages. And it really made me think. Of course, I didn't know anything about Krishna, but it's just one of those little things that happens in your life, so that when we finally do contact the truth, you know, we can wake up. So it's our duty, and it's our, you know, to reach out and do the yajna for the age that, you know, we read how, you know, chanting once the holy name of the Lord, that can counteract so many karma, so many sinful activities. So we should want that, you know, we can see that the world is in such a mess due to reactions for the sinful activities. And the foolish atheists are trying to tell people that, you know, you can avoid the reactions and you can still go on with the sinful life. And we know better. So we need to do more and more yajna, which is the Mahayagya, Sankirtan Yajna. Lord Chaitanya appeared in this Kali Yuga, Yajna Sankirtana Prayer, that the Yajna is a Sankirtan, and his associates are his weapons. Krishna came with so many weapons, sometimes eight arms, you know, everyone having a weapon. Or when Lord Nrisimhadeva, after killing Hiranyakasipu, and all the soldiers of Iranika, we just pick, you know, he had thousands of arms full of weapons and was just throwing demons everywhere. They couldn't do anything. But like Hiranyakasipu considered himself all-powerful. You know, he'd gotten all these arrangements that he thought he was very clever to avoid death. And he's not, you know, everyone has got some idea like that. And medical science even promises, you know, we'll have spare parts and we'll just keep replacing anything that breaks down. So far it hasn't worked, but and many times a person is worse off after they replace something. Rather, one should learn, like George Harrison's song, The Art of Dying. It was quite a amazing thing to have become a popular song in those days when people were more interested in the art of, well, not really the art of living, but in living and trying to enjoy the senses to the max. But he said you have to learn the art of dying, because he had associated with Srila Prabhupada and he understood that life is meant, you know, to prepare one for dying. To die gracefully, they say, or, you know, to die hopefully surrounded by devotees. But if one is trying to remember Krishna in this life, if we just try, we may not achieve whatever is perfection, you know, but at the end of life, if we have practiced regularly and not given up and with faith and devotion, then Krishna takes over and he makes sure that devotee remembers Krishna. And Krishna personally comes. If one can chant at the time of death, this is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, especially benediction of Kali Yuga. If one can just chant at the time of death in whatever condition, you know, whatever. And that will happen when we made the effort, you know, to chant every day, because we don't know when death is going to come. Steve Jobs, you know, he gave one lecture and he was saying how when he was in high school or something, he got some quote somewhere that said, every day think of if this was my last day, you know, and then make your decisions on what you're going to do. So that's good advice. Sometimes we might not want to think like that or remember that, but we're all like kind of like on death row. There's no guarantee how long we can live. But we should take advantage of every day to, you know, to think, how can I serve Krishna today? What can I do for Krishna? How can I... and act in order to try to please Krishna, whatever we're doing. That when we forget that, then we won't be happy. And that's our teaching, and we have to keep working on it, at least myself, you know, far from that. So busy. Like Srila Bhaktivinoda in that nice song, Kabhi Habi Bolo, Sadina Mar, when will that day be mine when I will chant, you know, without offense and get more and more taste for the holy name? So he goes through, you know, many different meditations. And the last one is Kabhi Jiva Doya, Hoibe Udoya, you know, Chari, then Nija Sukabuli, Kodibadri Doya. So he's saying, when will I have compassion on all living entities, jiva doya, That's considered like the highest thing to come to. Compassion for all living entities. That's a devotee. Compassion is a very necessary thing. Even in Buddhism, it's said that one of Buddha's disciples asked him, can we say that compassion, developing loving and compassion is a major part of our teachings, our practices? And Buddha said, no, that would be wrong. It's the entire thing, everything. So that's our movement, is, you know, compassion for everyone, trying to uplift everyone, seeing that everyone is suffering. Prabhupada definitely saw that, so he was unlimited energy to try to make arrangements for the Sankirtan Yajna to spread more and more all over the world. He sat here in Los Angeles, you know, for a great deal of time from as soon as they acquired this address, and, you know, would bring all the temple presidents here and make this the exemplary temple to teach everybody. And even before that, many, many devotees were here, and they had many, many Harinam parties going out every day. And then Prabhupada said, you have so many devotees, why don't you share them? You should send them to other places. So Sankirtan spread like anything. And Hare Krishna became a very famous household word. So we want that. We want everybody to know about Krishna. We find many, many different people, you know, saying the holy name, like that one comedian from England, Russell Brand. He comes here sometimes, right? So he has a TV show. And at the end of every show, he says, Hare Krishna. And he's very, very popular in England, and he's made movies in Hollywood also. But he had a reputation, you know, as a very, not exactly following the regulated principles. And so sometimes the Indian Life members would come to the temple and say, can't you get him to stop saying Hare Krishna all the time? But the devotees, we thought that was very good. And the Sankirtan devotees would find, like, people say, well, yeah, if this is good enough for Russell Brand, you know, I'll take it. You know, so they would sell more books. And he gave up the sinful activities, at least he says he has. He's cleaned up his act, and he got married, and he met Radhana Swami, and he wrote in his biography book, Radhana Swami knows the truth, he said. He put that in there. So the more ways that the holy name, in one way or another, if people are chanting for any reason, but we see more and more, like yesterday we went Harinam, Venice Beach. It's a very, I'm sure everybody's been there. There's a lot of really interesting types of people there, you know, inconceivable types of presentations and activities. So one guy, he has a little bulldog, and the dog pulls him along on his skateboard, and he zips through everybody, and, you know, all kinds of crazy things. But so many people are attracted to the kirtan, and they want the Bhagavad Gita like anything. Govindadat Prabhu is, you know, meeting so many people. I was surprised that so many people there, they were looking. I guess it's always been like that. I remember when I first came here, Vatsal Prabhu was every day at Venice Beach. You know, he was, everybody there knew him, and he was distributing so many books in Venice Beach all the time. So the place has been purified like anything from way back, and by those Rath Yatras, you know, every year, a huge Yajna and the regular, you know, Sankirtan Yajna. Then many, many people, they know about Krishna. They know the holy name. But we want that kirtan to spread at our temples, more kirtan, outside, more kirtan, get more and more people chanting, because that will please the Lord. It's not like devotees are not afraid of death. They know they're going to die, but they're not afraid of it. They're abhaya. That's the difference in the materialists may be very afraid of death, so they either they don't want to think about it, or they'll try to make all kinds of arrangements to avoid it. But that it's not possible to materially, you know, avoid by, you know, practice of some sort of new age, you know, things that we can just preserve the body. We can make it last, you know, be a little healthier, a little better. And now they make a huge business out of anti-aging, right? Nobody wants to grow old. So everywhere you see ads for something that will make your skin suddenly look 20 years younger and get all new everything, new hair is growing, new teeth, and, you know, fix up everything. But still we're aging, and those things may cause one to age even faster, even if he doesn't look like it. May look younger, you know, painted up, but that's not the point. Devotees know all these things, but they can deal with it peacefully, just knowing this is a natural process, and we're not the body. So if we're meditating on our real identity, what is the soul, then, you know, then we can understand, who am I? I'm a soul. The soul is, what is the nature of the soul? Is eternal, blissful, and knowledgeable. I saw Ratnabaho Prabhu yesterday. He had, not Ratnabaho, Ratnabhusha. He had the T-shirt, Satchitananda. You know, so that's the soul. See a lot of those around here. That's who we are. Eternal, blissful, and knowledgeable. But covered over. We're not the mind. You know, the mind is crazy, changes all the time. Flickering and unsteady, and the body, what to speak of it, you know, we may feel good sometimes for a few minutes or a few days, but we never know what, you know, at any minute disease can hit, or we can twist our neck and be uncomfortable, or, you know, get bit by some sort of, you know, animal or insect. You know, they're always harassing everybody. But if we're thinking that we're the soul, then we can understand all these external things are not really affecting the real person. So that's what we get when we chant the holy name. You know, it uncovers all the coverings and breaks away all the coverings of lust that have been building up for millions of years, that seem to be insurmountable, but the holy name Krishna is all-powerful. And the more that holy name is spread and heard, you know, all over the world, the more things can get better. At least the people who take shelter of Krishna, they're also going to die one way or another, but they will go back to Godhead. The escape route is there. Lord Chaitanya has made it available for everyone. Indiscriminate. Lord Nityananda even more so. Krishnadas Kaviraj said, you know, he said, quote, I'm so sinful that if anyone even hears my name, you know, they will lose all good qualities. And he said, there's no way I could be saved except by Lord Nityananda, who's an intoxicated madman, and he can't discriminate to recognize whether one is good or bad, or any condition. And that's what we read about the Panchatattva, and that's our movement. We go out to places, well, say like Venice Beach, or any kind of place where people are really crazy, there's a lot of intoxication, you know, and we distribute the holy name freely. We distribute the Bhagavad Gita. We distribute all kinds of literature, prasadam, in all kinds of places. Like devotees went to that Banaru rock festival. So, you know, it's a rock festival. But they distribute so many books because the souls, they're looking for pleasure. So they go with the place where they think they can get a lot of pleasure, but then Krishna is very kind, comes there. And other devotees were there from the local area and distributing prasadam and chanting all day and night. So many people, you know, getting the benefit. Then that's how the movement can spread and how people can be picked up. Even fear personified is afraid of the holy name. That's stated in the first canto. When I was just reading about Prabhupada in England in the very beginning. So when they were staying at John Lennon's place, there was one worker there doing some sort of building up something. And he was getting, they couldn't sleep, and he was showing up late, not being able to work, and he wanted to, they said they were hearing all kinds of noises in the night, sounded like bodies being dragged around like chains, and somehow thought that was mice in the ceiling, but they sealed up everything. That didn't help. And then they decided it was a ghost. And Prabhupada said, we can get rid of the ghost. And John Lennon said, well, I'll bring my own exorcist first. So he brought some crazy guy, you know, like a magician. And he came out in a few minutes and said, this one's too powerful. I can't do anything. So Prabhupada said, we'll do it. So he told the devotees, you go in there and you have a big kirtan in every room and you blow the conch shell in every room because they can't tolerate that. So the devotees, they went in that house and they chanted for many hours. They went through the whole house. They lit incense everywhere. They're blowing the conch shell. And after some time, they felt something leaving, you know, something. And then after that, the man was able to sleep peacefully and never had another problem. So that we're all haunted by, you know, so many things, and we have to drive it away. And this purifies the demons. When people hear the holy name enough, they start talking about Krishna, even if they're not favorable, they get purified. People start asking, you know, they're looking if the devotees go. People start looking to find devotees again and again, or to find the books. Book distributors are always meeting people, say they've been looking, you know, for a long time to find a book. So we want to let people know. So I thank everybody for coming in class. And I know we have quite an invisible audience also, right, on the radio and on the internet. I know people from other parts of the world that have to go to work early in the morning. They come home in the evening and tune in to Los Angeles because of the time difference. In their night, they can get the Los Angeles morning program. And this, so Maya has provided, you know, all this technology is actually given by Maya, but, for sense gratification, but devotees are very kindly using all these things to make the holy name and the Srimad Bhagavatam and devotee association, everything so easily available to everyone. I think it can be done here too, like our Haridas Prabhu, and he has his ITV in Bombay, and it's on the internet, it's on telephone, anybody in Bombay, they can tune in anytime they want to whatever's going on in the temple room in Juhu, like that. On the internet also, he's recorded, the entire Bhagavad Gita, different devotees speaking. It's been broadcast on the Indian television channels for many, many years, over and over and over again. And people just watch it. Now he's doing the Bhagavatam. And he gets, prominent preachers and does it in Hindi because it's mostly for Indians. But, he's working so hard. He just said, I have to pay back Prabhupada for, everything he gave me. So we have no way to pay back the debt we owe the spiritual master, but except to just try to do whatever, is pleasing to him and to Krishna. So any activity, every activity in our society is preaching, whatever we're doing. Maintaining the temple is also preaching, you know, the restaurant, and books, and, you know, the shop. Just devotees meeting people in whatever way and being friendly, you know, that has a great effect on whoever we meet. And then people get more and more aware of Krishna. This Kali Yuga is going both ways. You know, the Kali is working very hard out of fear of the Sankirtan movement. He's pushing his agenda very strongly, so we see more and more casinos everywhere in the world, right? In America, I remember, I haven't been here that much, but every year I would see more and more, you know, the offshore casinos, the riverboat casinos, and then the Indian reservation casinos, like in the Minneapolis airport. There's a big sign right in the baggage claim. The first thing you see is about the very nearby casino. You know, it used to be the world's biggest shopping mall. Now the first thing you take everybody to the casino. And they're everywhere in Ghana and Accra. When you come out of the airport, there's two huge signboards for come and enjoy at the casino. You know, gambling is a very destructive thing. And wherever there's gambling, there's much more of intoxication and prostitution and everything else sinful. But governments make casinos because they think it brings in more tourists. Singapore, they made a huge casino, but they don't let their own citizens in. Only tourists can come, you know. So their own citizens still have to go to Malaysia or Indonesia. But I saw the construction. It looked like an airport. The thing was so big, you know. But they make it part of a huge, like, their version of Disneyland, pleasure place where you can do anything. And online, you can do anything now. So, but also online, you can hear Srimad Bhagavatam, can read all of Prabhupada's books, can hear Prabhupada's lectures. So everything is there. We have to make people aware of it more and more. Let them know, you know, tune into this. And many people do, and they get, you know, enlivened. They find what they're looking. Everyone is really looking for Krishna. They're looking for pleasure. That is whatever, happiness, whatever anyone is seeking, whatever, you know, food or whatever type of activity, whatever, you know, whether it's tamasic activity or sattvic, it's because they want to happiness. They think that this activity will make them happy. So they work. The Brahma Samhita says the people of this world, they work ceaselessly in pursuit of some sort of goal. So it's the goal they're seeking which makes a difference. If someone is working but they're seeking to please Krishna, seeking to purify their life and act in a proper way, then it's transcendental. Someone else may be working very hard to get all kinds of low-class intoxication and, you know, that type of pleasures. So then it's tamasic. Someone can be working hard just to become a gyani, but to become a devotee, that's the idea, to have a goal. No material motivation, you know, but just wanting to try to hang in there to try to please the spiritual master, because the spiritual master is pleased, then Krishna is pleased. That's what we see everywhere. So many examples are there. Even Lord Chaitanya, you know, he exhibited many different leelas as a youth, as a naughty boy, as a great scholar, being very proud, it seemed like. Even he would, you know, connect with devotees and always try to engage them in some sort of logical arguments and always defeat them. Devotees would try to avoid him, but he would catch them. Why are you avoiding me? try to answer my questions. But they prayed that he was so wonderful in so many ways that please, if he could become a Vaishnava, then, you know, they knew that he would influence everyone. They somehow were not aware who he was at that time. He said, "Thank you for your prayers, and I'll show you," he said. "When I become a Vaishnava, even Shiva and Brahma will become to honor me, and there'll be no one like me anywhere." But they didn't catch on, you know. He revealed like that so many times when he was sitting on the discarded cooking pots as a child, and it was considered contaminated. And his mother was telling him, "Get down from there. And don't you know that's contaminated?" He said, "Don't you know that whatever I touch becomes pure? Why are you upset?" You know. So that way he engaged his mother in philosophical discussion. When he presented Mayavadi philosophy, when he was eating dirt, and he told his mother, "Well, you give me foodstuffs and made from this and that, and what's the difference? It's all one." And then she explained, "No, there's a big difference, you know, between the mud and the, you know, the pot and the lump of mud and different." And he said, "Oh, you never told me before what a great philosopher you were. Why didn't you tell me anything?" So he gave great pleasure to everyone and inspired everyone. And he was the Supreme Lord, but still he, when he met the Guru, he took initiation and he fully surrendered. He took everything. He was told, you know, "You're a fool," although he was the most respected scholar in Navadvip, which was the most respected seat of scholarship. When Ishwarapuri told him, "You're a fool and you can't study Vedanta," he threw away his books. He didn't study anymore. He just chanted the holy name. Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kaluna, Stevana, Stevana, Steva, Gatiranyata. And he went back in ecstasy, looking for Krishna all the time, and then started the Sankirtan movement, chanting all night in Shiva's house, and sending devotees out, then going out by himself, and just chanting the holy name everywhere. He told all the devotees, "You go every day in front of so many houses, in groups, and chant the holy name, and just ask them, Bhaja Krishna, Bolo Krishna, Koro Krishna, Shiksha. Just chant the holy name, chant Krishna, worship Krishna, and take Krishna's instructions, Bhagavad Gita." And they did that. Haridas Thakur and Lord Nityananda, they went everywhere. Sometimes they were accepted and appreciated. Sometimes they were chased away. But they just did it. And that way the holy name is spreading all over and still spreading all over. We're still doing that, going to anywhere and everywhere. Chant the holy name. It doesn't have to be a huge party. Of course, it's nice if it is. I was in London a few weeks ago, and Saturday night they had, you know, they have the big Harinam, and that's an amazing tourist place there. And so many people join the dancing. Sometimes there seemed more of them than there are the devotees. And then Jananda Maharaj came down, and he'd been in Belfast, Ireland, you know, famous place of all the wars and riots, and they did a big Harinam there, and he said they were actually outnumbered by the local people who just joined in and dancing and chanting. The number of devotees was actually less. And this is the way it goes. The more we go out and chant, people that have seen it before like it more and more, and people who have never seen it, they just jump right in. Even in Israel and Tel Aviv, actually that, of my experience, more people join the dancing there than anywhere else. Everyone's always surprised to hear that, but, you know, they really go for it. So I want to thank you all very much for letting me have a chance to try to remember Krishna. We encourage everyone to try to, you know, teach and talk about Krishna as much as possible, because it's a very purifying. So We go for book distribution. We just try to meet people and, you know, let them see us looking like devotees, so maybe they'll ask us what we're doing, and we get a chance to talk about the holy name. And the more we talk, preach it, the more we teach it, the more we absorb it. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. So any comment there or question from the TV? Time to run. Any questions? No? All right. So it's time, right? 8:30? Normal time. Shishi Rukmini Dwarkadish Ki Jai. Jagannath Subhadra Baladeva Ki Jai. Shishi Nitai Gauranga Ki Jai. All right.